The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. Perhaps you've had a problem. You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that you thought might work, and guess what? You're still in the same old place. Well, here's an opportunity. Call me. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Love to answer your questions. We're going to cover a whole bunch of things as we get into, you know, two more weeks before this year is out and we're into 2020. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in healthcare, as it goes into 2020, because the healthcare industry is going to change. I'm going to talk about some of the predictions that investors, believe it or not, are looking at. And that kind of tells you where things are going and why you have to be aware and the things that you need to do to make sure that you're not caught in the trap, if you will, so to speak. And, you know, before we get into that, I want to encourage all of you to help us out. Every year this time, the Rozelle Center for Healing sponsors a giving tree. And what I mean by that is that we have a tree actually in our very large facility that has ornaments on it. And our patients and other people come in and they pick up an ornament. And the ornament is purchased by you. It's a tax deductible donation to Caring for Others. It's a Virginia-based 501c3. And so where does all that money go? That money goes to buying gifts for children who are in the local shelters, people who have nothing at this time of the year. And we've been doing this project for a long time now, and each year the numbers of children that we have to serve increases, and particularly this time of the year. So we'd love to have you help us out. And if you go onto our website, if you go onto rozellecare.com and you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see a picture of a train, and you're going to see CFO logo, and you're going to see a blue box that says Caring for Others Limited Giving Tree 2019. Click here to donate. We would love to have you help us help others. Trust me, we've been doing this for long and treating these people as best we possibly can, giving away our services, but we need your help. We can't do it without you. So if you'd be so kind to do that today, go to RozelleCare, RozelleCare, RozelleCare.com. Scroll down till you see that blue box, and it's a large box. It's probably in the neighborhood of about 4 to 5 inches by about 6 inches. Big, you can't miss it. And you'll see a Christmas tree, and you'll see a train, and you'll see CFO, and just click there, and it'll take you right into the website, and you could help a lot of people out who would otherwise have absolutely nothing this time of the year. So please help us, and, you know, we'd very much appreciate that. You know, if you need information above and beyond what's there, contact Dareth Painter, and you can give her a call at the center at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And she'll give you more information if you need to have it. Otherwise, you can do it directly online and make that take place and help us bring Christmas to those who just don't have it. And, you know, we're also talking about Hanukkah right now, right? And so it's a season where it overlaps. And I want to wish all of you coming up this week a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy Hanukkah. It's a beautiful season of giving and love and joy. And, you know, it's a time where everybody stops just for a minute, just to appreciate each other. And we need to make sure that we do that and take other people into consideration as well. I want to go over several things with you today. As we go on to the program, there's some things I want to kind of reflect back about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I did a program on regenerative medicine, and I want to come back into that a little bit and talk about a Lyme co-infection called Bartonella, and we'll touch upon that a little bit because I think you could be surprised at what it does to joint spaces. And there's a tremendous amount of information now that brings that to light, and but more importantly, what you can do to actually fix it and make a difference. But let's get going. Let's talk about what I started out with, and let's talk about what's happening and changes in the healthcare system. If you have any questions on anything, something that you need to have a direction on in your world, or something that we're talking about and you have a commentary on it, please call me, 888-630-9625. You know, I'm one of these crazy guys that years ago when the Affordable Care Act came out, I actually downloaded the thing, all 2,700 pages of it. And, you know, after you take out the preambles and the wherefore and the outs and so forth, it gets down to about 2,100 pages. And it took me about 6 months with my staff to read it through. And because I had to make, I had to deliver briefs, if you will, to some professional organizations across the country. And now we're starting to see that this bill, and I said to begin with, this is not going anywhere. This bill is stuck. And I would, you know, deliver this, and everybody would get angry with me when I'd walk into organizations. I said, change the pieces within it that you can change, because there's so many other attachments, if you will, because the bill referred to other flyers and circulars and so forth. And so what we're seeing now, and whether it's, you know, the administration that this administration just took over, nothing got changed. And this administration, as much as it said it was going to, couldn't change anything. And it's not gonna, it's gonna be that way. It's never gonna go away, because there are people that win, and as what they're winning is they're winning with, you know, money going into their pockets. That's my opinion, and if you really get into it, you're gonna see that's true. But as we, you know, we come to the end of 2019 and we look ahead, and, you know, what we share, the things that we believe, you know, what's really in store for the healthcare ecosystem, if we can use that term. But, you know, let's first go back and, you know, kind of take a look at everything in an overall view. You know, much of what goes on, whether you, you know, you have an account with whatever insurance company, it doesn't make any difference. The situation is the accountable care organizations are coming up with more digital consolidations. They're coming up with telemarketing and telemedicine. So you're going to see your doctor online. The healthcare family doc is going to go, it's going to be a thing of the past. Now remember, you heard it here. This is going to be a thing of the past. You're going to see nurse practitioners and physician's assistants as your primary entry in the portal of the healthcare system. There are other positionings that are taking place. The naturopathic field, doctors of naturopathic medicine, you know, are licensed in about close to 20 states, and it's growing exponentially. They're going to fill that gap. The chiropractic profession has expanded in its scope and its capacity depending on the state that you live in, because each state controls the ability of that profession to apply its educational base and so forth. They will begin to also step in as primary care providers. Again, my prediction, if you go out there and start looking around, you're going to see that may be true. So we're starting to see telemedicine. You're going to call the doc up. They're going to put you on a screen. And then with your smartphone, they're going to be able to take your temperature. They're going to put a little device on your wrist, and they're going to say that they can do your EKGs. And they're going to say, well, all you have to do is go down to the pharmacy and pick up this prescription and check back with us in a few times. But the interaction of looking, you know, old time diagnosis, where you actually, you know, you can smell the patient's breath, you smell their skin, you can touch, you can feel the oils on their body and so forth, which are significant in diagnosing anything, are going to be the thing of the past. Maybe as time goes on, there'll be a much more sophistication, you know, like, you know, the different movies where, you know, they run the computer across you and say, you've got this and you've got that. Maybe that's where it's coming to. But in the short term, we got a problem. Electronic healthcare records, you know, they said they're safe. And I want to tell you from experience that they're not safe. There's a lot of disruption. You know, all the things that are being broken into with your credit cards and different store information and so forth. Well, the healthcare business is no different than that. And there's a lot of things that are being leaked out, and it's unfortunate, you know, that we're seeing some of that. There's a lot of scrambling to make sure that things are different, but nevertheless, there's a lot more that's going to take place, and all of a sudden people are going to know a lot about everything that you went to the doctor for. You know, going back into the Clinton administration, the Clintons wanted to have a universal health care, and they were going to issue you a card, and the card was going to have a hologram, and inside that hologram was going to be your entire health history. And all you had to do is show up to the doc's office with that card, and they punch it in the computer, and everything that happened to you and everything that has been done to you would be right there, and it clicks into a major bank. So there was a huge conference that was sponsored here in Washington, 3-4 days that I was part of, and it was to try to make sure that natural and integrative healthcare could be part of what seemed to be a slam dunk. Fortunately, it didn't take place to that extent, but more and more it's being brought into play where everything about you, every doctor that you go to, your portals, you know, say, well, a patient comes in the office, let me look at my portal. And they go into their portal and say, well, here's my records, take a look at that. Well, let me tell you something. If you can do that and get into your portal, there's a lot of other people that can get in that portal as well. And so you're beginning to see a change in the entire environment of healthcare. So there's a whole lot of things that you need to be aware of. You know, this Medicare for all type of thing that you hear everybody squawking about. Be very careful. You think it's a lot of flap and it's never going to happen. Be real careful, because a lot of people are going to push behind the scenes to get a universal healthcare system put into place. And I've said, and many people have said before me, the only way that you're going to get a decent healthcare delivery system is that you're going to have to make sure that Congress has the same healthcare system that you do. And unfortunately, they do not. And until that's changed, we're all at effect of that. You know, I've been in this business coming up, finishing up 43 years in practice on April 1. And I begin to see things begin to change. And when you sit back and you take a look at the data of what really is taking place in the healthcare arena, you want to say, oh my God, right? You know, you've heard me say many times that we spend twice as much money as the nearest competitor worldwide in the industrialized world. And yet we're number 35 on the healthcare index and the wellness index. Listen, having said that, there's nobody better than the United States in emergency care. If I'm out in the street bleeding, I want one of our guys out there, because they're good. They do a really good job of saving lives. But when it comes to maintaining your health, the amount of drugs that we're taking that are causing every other disease process in the world is huge. So pay attention. Watch for the centers of Medicare and Medicaid to begin to revisit what it is that they've been trying to do. And it's going to come from inside. And all of a sudden, oh, well, we might as well do this. So just be real careful. It turns out that there's going to be a cap on different types of costs across the back. There's something in the neighborhood of about $9 billion that are going to be necessary to bail out certain private companies that have and deep-pocketed investors that are part of this. And when I'm talking about deep-pocketed investors, I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about drug companies. I'm talking about manufacturers. And when you see that, you say, really? And at the expense and on the back of who? You know, there's another piece that's going to come, that cancer immunotherapy is recognized. And I want to get into that after we come back from a real quick break. There's a whole lot of things that you need to know about. You need to be aware. So when you hear the talking heads on television, regardless of what side of the pulpit they're barking from, you can say, hey, wait a minute, is that really true? And then learn to ask the right questions, because it might save your life. It might prevent you from getting to something that you can't reverse. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I am in studio. A very happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas to all of you. This is a great week. We all get to celebrate together. And, you know, so many of us, you know, are brought together to our dinner tables. And, you know, be grateful that you have people to surround yourself with, because there's so many people that do not. You know, earlier in the show, I asked you to help us out. Go to rozellcare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E. Go halfway down. And we have a giving tree. And what that giving tree is all about is that it's called Caring for Others. It's a Virginia-based 501c3 foundation. And we take on a lot of different things. But at this time of the year, we extend ourselves to help children and their mothers that are in shelters, you know, battered and abused women and children, homeless and so forth. And what we do is, you know, if you go into the Roselle Center, you'll see this Christmas tree and it's got these ornaments on it. And our patients buy the ornaments. What they do is they donate and they get an ornament. They're $25 to $50. And we take that and we buy different types of things for the kids. Generally, we get them gift cards and we take them out. And some years when, you know, we haven't done other things throughout the years and we'll have a banquet for them. But this goes specifically to them and there's no money taken out of it for anything other than that going directly to the children for the holidays for gift cards. So go to RoselleCare.com, scroll down, click the button, and help us help others that otherwise this would be a really lousy time of the year for them. And we appreciate all that you would do to help us out. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to answer any questions that you have on your health and see if I can point you in a direction that would make 2020 coming up the best health year ever. Next week, we're going to take you through a process. I'm going to take you through a process of what can you do really small incremental things, commitments, not resolutions. You're going to commit to yourself to make life a whole lot better and perhaps, you know, have more energy and more capacity and get rid of the pain than you've ever had before. When I was before the break, we were talking about other pieces of predictions that were going to come up. You know, cancer immunotherapy has been big business now for quite some time. And there's a lot of money that's being poured into different companies that, you know, have gone in this area. Well, the coffers are starting to run dry. And the current batch of immune oncology programs start to look, you know, incremental, relative to, they're not in enough command, if you will. There's not enough demand or command to stimulate higher prices that are required for production. So what they're doing is they're pricing themselves out of the marketplace. So as a result, investors are going to go into other areas like central nervous system problems and autoimmune disorders and so forth. So you're going to see tons of money going in there and the prices are going to go through the ceiling. So what I want you to know is that you need to start looking at what you can do to help yourself and educating yourself on how to deal with this stuff before you're stuck in the net and you're consumed by things that are going to either bankrupt you or, you know, take away your choices. Medicare Advantage is still going to be everyone's go-to, their favorite. It's a better deal for new Medicare beneficiaries. And if you're stuck in it, I don't particularly care for Medicare, period, because you're limited in the things that you can access and the things you can do. But the Medicare Advantage program, unfortunately, the rates will still continue to go up. And, you know, it allows plans to, you know, lower their cost sharing, if you will. So there's not going to be as much offerings as far as drug and dental and vision, even if they tell you so, that it's going to be otherwise. So be aware. Data privacy, we talked about a little bit earlier. Those are very important in any healthcare business. Hospitals have long viewed their medical records as a piece of gold. Doctor's offices as well, waiting to be mined. You know, for the last few years, there's a whole bunch of startups and that have come into the healthcare system. And, you know, they're all organized now to be able to sell their data to big pharma. So your information, remember what I said earlier, is not as secure as you thought it was. That can be taken and sold, at least in data form, to the pharmaceutical company. So it may not have your name on it, but there's going to have a whole lot of identifying situation. There's a hitch. It's very hard to make it private. And, you know, this is being done without your consent. So there's a huge backlash that's coming down the pike and, you know, violating, you know, privacy acts. It's going to be huge. I want you to know that and be very careful if somebody tells you that's not the case, because it is so. You can go and you can do the research and you're going to find exactly what I'm telling you. You know, biomedical philanthropy, that's a whole another area that is likely turning about, a 35-year-old with bad knees, you know, into a really bad situation because your choices of really allowing for resolution of these things is going to be something outside the medical arena. The cure, my prediction, is stem cells and things of that nature, exosome therapies. They're going to be commonplace, but it's going to be 10 years down the road from now by the time they can figure out how to make a buck out of it. And remember, everything is dollar driven. We're coming up to a break at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Let's talk about your things and see if I can, you know, spin it around for you a little bit and tell you what your options are in the marketplace and see if we can make a difference. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to hear from you. Let's get into something that's kind of interesting and just starting to be accepted by traditional medical field a little bit, and I mean just a little bit. But we're going to talk about degenerative joint disease, but from a different platform. You know, you go to the doctor and he says, well, you have arthritis. And then your knee has arthritis, your shoulder has arthritis. And they say, well, what do you expect for your age? And they say, well, my other knee is the same age. Why doesn't that have one have arthritis? You know, and it's an old joke, but nevertheless, the question becomes, if it's age related, why shouldn't it hit you systemically? And things then begin to progress and they do become systemic and so forth and so on. So I want to talk about a specific bug, and we talked about a little bit about it a few weeks ago, and it's called Bartonella. Bartonella infection was known as cat scratch fever, and there's one strain of Bartonella that is from that one, but there's at least 8 Bartonella species or subspecies that are known to infect human beings. 8. And cat scratch fever is only one. So, and these guys are transmitted by ticks and fleas and sandflies and mosquitoes. I mean, think about all the exposure that you have. Why aren't people being told about this problem? Well, all of a sudden you're going to isolate yourself and you're not going to go out anymore. So we see people that are coming into our office in pain, and they have pain that persists, and we help them, but we never, sometimes don't get them all the way. We get them 80%, 90%, and then we begin to look a little deeper. Well, over the years, I've always been curious at what are the triggering mechanisms. So we knew that there were many doctors out there that said rheumatoid arthritis is a result of a bad bacteria or an infection, low-level infection within the intestinal tract. And sure enough, they found something. There are some people that are using doctors, meaning they were using low-level of antibiotics to treat rheumatoid type of conditions with some success. And there are others that said, well, we have an immunological response that is taking place and we have to handle, you know, the immunological responses, the TNF triggering mechanisms, the other pieces that are inflammatory provocative, if you will, and cause joint spaces to be irritated and then degenerate. But this Bartonella, this genus in the Bartonellaceae family are transmitted by all these things that I talked about, and they get into bone and they get into synovial membranes, and then they begin to raise all kinds of havoc. And then waiting just for a triggering mechanism to come along, which might be an illness, it can be a trauma, an injury, and all of a sudden, slowly, insidiously, you start getting the stiffness and you go to the doc and said, well, you must have arthritis, and they really didn't do any testing. And then they give you something like an NSAID or, you know, Celebrex or any of those things, which actually make the problem worse because it can competes with the mineral that goes into the joint space that actually will heal the joint, but it still doesn't get rid of the infection, by the way. It just compounds the insult that's already there. So when you look at this co-infection to Lyme and you realize that it's, you know, it's causing degenerative disease, now you go out and you have a hip replacement, and then next thing you know, you got a knee replacement. Next thing you know, you got a shoulder replacement. And it's like, why are my joints in my body? Why are they breaking down? What's the connection? What's taking place? And you know, a lot of the information, by the way, has come out of the veterinary medicine group. You know, there's articles that were published. There's one that I read the other day. It was called, if I remember, the relationship between degenerative joint disease and pain and Bartonella. And they were drawing a relationship that people who had certain animals that had been exposed in certain areas had a greater tendency. And they just, you know, kind of overlapped it. But recently, a potential association was identified between Bartonella exposure and arthritides, meaning arthritic conditions in mammals across the board. You're a mammal, by the way, my friends. And they get into the joint spaces and they get into bone. So, you know, they hypothesized that Bartonella exposure is associated with more severe degenerative joint disease and a greater burden of degenerative joint disease associated with pain in people who owned cats or people who owned other animals as well. Interesting, right? So if that's the case, could it be possible? Remember I said earlier, mosquitoes and flies and sand fleas and so forth, and we had 8 different species of Bartonella. Could it be possible that because we're seeing this dramatic increase and rise of degenerative disease across the board that is made worse, by the way, because of our dietary patterns and our lifestyles, because we don't get rid of things the way we're supposed to, and we cause the inflammatory levels to get much higher. But it's an interesting article. You can find it on the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health, and there's several articles that bring it about. So if that's the case, can it be identified? The answer is yes, it can be identified, but the tests have to be run properly. When you usually have a Lyme test and the other cofactors that are associated with Lyme, they're going to do something called a Western blot test. And it's very limited in its application. It only gives you so many different patterns of the Lyme bug. And unfortunately, if it comes back meaning equivocal, that means maybe, it's on the borderline, we're not sure, you've had an exposure. So does that mean that it's only maybe at that point, but if it flares up, you know, we know that it has a biofilm that covers it and protects it because it buries into tissue. That in fact, well, my brain says when I send a patient out to get these testing done, if I see anything like that, we also do some neuromuscle function response testing that will also bring it out. And there's other laboratory testing and there's a DNA test that also shows exposure. And once you see the positive DNA come back, and it has to be done properly, there's certain parameters that you have to do. You either have to heat the body up and then get the urine test, or you have to get a really hard, deep, deep lymphatic massage, which pushes out the buggers. It breaks down that lymphatic system, and you can find it that way. So once you know it, once you verify the findings, and you know that they're associated with these degenerative joint problems, now you might be able to figure out something to do about it. So let's roll it back a little bit. Let's talk about Lyme, because Lyme and Bartonella often, not always, but often, you know, kind of hide out together. And so now you got a patient that's suffering from immunological responses. Their brains aren't working the way they're supposed to. They got this hazy thing. Their energy's down around their toenails, but now their joint spaces are breaking down severely. And then they become much more immunologically exposed and responsive and attracted to other things as well, like Epstein-Barr virus, like a bug that we all see as kids. By the time we're 3 years old, we all get it. It's called HHV6. And in the greatest majority of all of us, it never activates. But when it activates, it's a pain in the lower extremity. And so now you've got all these things and they compound one on top of the other. Now, Lyme, in the traditional medical arena, if you got the tick and they do it and they said, yeah, it was a Lyme bug, and they hit you with a course of doxycycline for 2 weeks, the likelihood is it's going to take care of it if they catch it right away. But most often, that's not what happens. You know, we go around and we see the bullseye, maybe, and sometimes we don't see the bullseye. But we know that things aren't right. And if we begin to trace it back, we start realizing that we've had some musculoskeletal stiffness and all of a sudden joint spaces aren't moving the way they're supposed to. Immune dysfunction has been, you know, challenged because now we have to, you know, we're fighting the colds all the time, or we just hurt all the time, or our joint spaces get hot all the time. We see changes in the knuckles And by the way, when you see changes in your fingers and you look at the tips of your fingers, you see those little knots on either side. Those are called Heberden nodes. And Heberden nodes are associated with rheumatoid arthritis. Now, when we talk about these arthritic conditions, if you look up in Dorland's Medical Dictionary, there's tons and tons of them. And often I'll tease a patient and say, which one's your favorite? But the point of it is that they just describe things that are taking place, whether it's a psoriatic arthritis or a rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, and it goes on and on and on. But the thing of it is what caused it to begin with? What is the etiology? What really took place? And then, unfortunately, you start getting into immunological suppressive drugs, what we call biologics, and to suppress the reaction, the inflammatory. But now it's shutting down everything else, and you're wondering why you don't have the strength in your legs anymore, that you start showing lameness, if you will, if we can use that expression. The immune system has become totally dysregulated, and we start seeing other types of infections and disease processes that take place. All of these things are significant and documentable. The research is there. It's just sometimes we don't look at it the way we're supposed to, because how do we treat it? You know, unfortunately, if you have anybody that you know that's have Lyme, and it's gone a long period of time and the immune system's gone down, some of them are in ports. That means they've got a hole in their chest with a tube in it, and they have antibiotics being pumped into it on cyclic patterns on a regular basis. There's a lot of other things out there that work extremely well. And you know, we, unfortunately, in this country, we don't appreciate how to go after them, because we don't know how to release the bugs and get them out into the system. And then maybe getting to a place where the body can actually begin to restore, repair itself. But, you know, silver has been used overseas. There's a drug, Rocephin, that's given IV, that's used overseas. There's something called TenPass, which is really, it's an ozone push. And ozone kills all kinds of microorganisms. And a lot of dentists in our area will inject ozone into into the bone in your jaw to get rid of infections. And what they're finding, by the way, and those of you who heard me say this before, that ozone can destroy Bartonella, can destroy rotavirus, and the cavitations, the holes, the infections that you get into the bone, the dentitia, are really as a result of those things and not bacteria. That's why they're reoccurring all the time, and you begin to lose bone density, the bone begins to go away. So you have to really understand the mechanism. Find yourself a good biological dentist, by the way, when it comes to something of that nature. But we're talking about something that really is critical to understand. The degree of musculoskeletal pain in many of these conditions is extreme. And the only thing that physicians can tell you that you have an immunological suppressive arthritis of some sort that's going to fuse your joints. Yes, it will, because of the fact that it's an inflammatory reaction that has gone unchecked. But when you're looking at these viral patterns, and they can store in your nose and in the mucus secretions, they can get into any of the, you can pass them, by the way, my friends, one to the other. You can pass them with, you know, sexual contact with each other. You can drink off of somebody who happens to have a lot of mucus and, you know, or kiss somebody and so forth. I don't want you to stop all that, but you have to make sure that you understand that these things can come about as a result of a lot of different situations. So this Bartonella infection, these rotavirus infections, these Lyme patterns can in fact destroy joints that are otherwise labeled arthritic conditions or degenerative joint disease. And we usually see them in the big joints, in the hips, in the knees, in the shoulders. And unless they're tested, you know, medically they're going to go on in, they're going to go in and pull fluid out and so forth. But there's other ways of identifying them and then treat them properly. You know, if you heat the body up, you'll get the buggers out. It breaks down the veil, the biofilm, and then they become. But it takes time, and you have to treat them slowly over a period of time, using things that perhaps aren't standard of care, if you will, because they haven't been given the blessing of the drug company to do it that way. But there's other people out there that know a whole lot of stuff that if you do your homework, you'll find them and they can do. We treat a lot of arthritic conditions that have a lot of triggering mechanisms, and we have to be very careful how we identify them. But there's much that is out there today that really makes a difference. So I want you to understand that. If you have an arthritic condition that hasn't gone away, you find yourself on stacks and stacks of medications, your energy is gone, you feel terrible, your joints aren't opening up the way they're supposed to, there may be another reasoning why that immunological system is not responding properly. And if identified the right way, you have a chance of restoring neurological function, getting immunological responses back up where they should be, and if you really bite the bullet and do what you're supposed to, maybe you can get your life back. You know, but it's horrible. We see patients walking in on a day-to-day basis with all kinds of crazy pain patterns, and they've been everywhere. And they've been to really some good caring doctors, guys that really care about their people. But unfortunately, because they don't have the experience in treating them a little differently than what they are. And unfortunately, in our medical arena today, things are done very quickly. You know, they're going, oh, how do you feel? Well, let's do this. Let's try this. And that's why you see more and more doctors, by the way, going to concierge medicine, where you have to pay a fee to be part of their practice so they can take the time with you. So, you know, instead of a 6-minute exam, they can spend 15, 20 minutes with you and, you know, do what they were trained to do. But that really means in my business is thinking through systems, learning how the body interrelates with itself, understanding the immunological triggers that are there that you have to be cognizant of. But degenerative disease across the board in any mammal, and I said earlier, you're a mammal, can be identified properly. And if it's identified as one of these things, it has to be treated in very specific ways. Coming into the first of the year, we're going to be doing more pieces of this puzzle in-house. We'll probably do a couple lectures on it and want you to make sure that you're aware of when they are, because my job is to help you and to do as much as I can to make a difference in your life. You know, we're coming up to that new year, and I said next Sunday we're going to put it together, next Saturday we're going to put it together for you step by step and really help you get a hold of 2020 and make it the best health year ever. We're coming up to a break, and when I come back, I want to give you another little bit of information that I think it'll be necessary for you to utilize moving forward. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hope you're out getting all the last-minute things done. And, you know, it's that time of the year, right? So go slowly. Don't abuse yourself. Don't drink too much. You know, make sure you do everything in moderation. So come after the holidays, you don't succumb to, you know, the sneezes, the sniffles, the, you know, having to get to the bathroom way too quickly, you know, that kind of stuff. So keep your immune system healthy, my friends. And, you know, I'll leave you with a thought that one teaspoon of sugar or the sugar equivalent decreases your white blood cell capacity, its ability to work. Doesn't kill it, doesn't knock it out, but it puts it to sleep about 8% for 12 hours. So compound that, and obviously it's not double, but, you know, your immune system now is kind of taking a nap, and you're not getting everything that you need to have to help you. So that's why we get sick. The vitamin D levels are very, very low right now because there's no sunlight. And actually that starts about the middle of September till about the middle of April before you get anything worthwhile. But then you better get outside for about 45 minutes with skin exposed and no soap or anything else on it. But we've got that. We've got the fact that the days are shorter. It's hotter, cold, so immunological responses are terrible. Those are major stresses to the body. So anything that's underlying that, you're not eating well. You're eating, you know, from Halloween on, you're eating way too much junk. And so we're a perfect storm waiting to happen. So really take care of yourself and make 2020 the best year ever. We're going to talk about that next week. I'm going to walk you through it piece by piece. I'm going to show you how you can make a difference. You know, exercise is your friend. And whether it's, we're talking about the arthritic conditions that we were just getting into a little bit, but, you know, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that all of us as an adult particularly participates in at least 2 hours and 30 minutes of moderate intensity, aerobic type of exercise every week. That's not a lot, you know, split it up over days, right? That's a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, if you adhere to those guidelines, you know, joint spaces stay a little freer. And we're not talking about anything outside. You could use a trampoline. You know, you could just do something with a long stretch bike so you're not jamming your joint spaces. You know, you don't need to run a marathon, but get out and do a little brisk walking. You know, bundle up. Oh, it's too cold outside. Well, put a hat on, some gloves, put a scarf around your neck, cover your face, and go for a walk. You know, you'll get your body in a much, much better place. You know, stretch as best you possibly can. For those of you who don't move real well, stretch in a chair and get the body to move much more easily that way. You know, if you like yoga, heat it up a little bit. You don't have to do Burkham where it gets nice and hot. You can just heat it up a little bit and get those muscles and those joints to do a little bit more, a little Tai Chi and so forth. Get into the water if you can't do anything else. Do a little water aerobic activity. And then as you can, as you start to, you know, affect, you know, the core muscles, then you can start strength training a little bit. But you got to start, and it'll make your mood better, by the way. It'll make your mood better. Because when you're not well, you're depressed. When you're not well, everything kind of goes down the tube. So find the time. Walk. Help yourself. Stay away from the bars. You know, go do the things that you can to help yourself. I want to remind you, help us out with people who have little or nothing. Go to RoselleCare.com and scroll down and find the Giving Tree. And remember, what we're doing is trying to help children this Christmas season who have absolutely nothing. We're giving them gift cards, $25 to $50 gift cards. And we'd love to have you help us help them. And remember, all of your donations are tax deductible completely. And there is no money taken out of them. They go directly to the children. And it makes a huge difference in who they are and what they do. Keep your diet in control over the next few weeks. And remember, it's a time of celebration. It's a time of being with people that we love desperately and people that we want. But so many of us don't have that ability. And so remember people who, you know, are kind of by themselves and, you know, reach out to them. You know, my house, Christmas Eve, is a monster party. We've got about 32 people coming in, 33 people. But that's been our tradition since my grandmother passed on to my mother, passed on to me. My daughter will probably take it after me. But maintain your traditions, maintain your friendships. We're coming up to the end of the program. Just remember that I'm here for you always. I love you. See you next week. Bye.